Hi, I'm Adam Burton, and this is the Daily Devo. Today is Thursday, December 9, 2021. This week's Bible memory passage is Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure. Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. Here's what's happened on this day in history. In 1893, Auguste Vaillant, a French anarchist, bombed the French Chamber of Deputies. No one was hurt in the attack, but Vaillant was sentenced and executed for his actions. In 1960, the first episode of Coronation Street airs. The longest-running TV soap opera, this British production follows the life of people living on Coronation Street, a fictional street in a fictional suburb of Manchester. In 1961, Tanganyika gains independence. The Republic of Tanganyika was administered by the British from 1916 until 1961. Part of German East Africa, the territory was officially handed over to the British by the League of Nations mandate in 1922. The Republic was short-lived. In April 1964, it joined the People's Republic of Zanzibar and Pemba to form the United Republic of Tanganyika and Zanzibar, which became the United Republic of Tanzania in 1965. In 1965, The Charlie Brown Christmas airs for the first time on television. The popular animated musical special about Christmas was based on a Charles M. Schulz comic strip called Peanuts. The special was critically acclaimed as a telling commentary on the loss of the spirit of Christmas among Americans. It is now screened every year at Christmas time around the world. And in 1979, smallpox is declared eradicated. The World Health Organization officially certified that after a number of concentrated vaccination campaigns around the world, smallpox had been eradicated. Only two infectious diseases have been completely eradicated in history. The other is Rinderpest, which is an infectious disease of cattle that was eradicated in 2011. And now you know what happened on this day in history. Meditate today on Proverbs 9. Wisdom has built her house. She has honed her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her beast. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her young women to call from the highest places in the town. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. To him who lacks sense, she says, come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and live and walk in the way of insight. Whoever corrects a scoffer gets himself abuse, and he who reproves the wicked man incurs injury. Do not reprove a scoffer, for he will hate you. Reprove a wise man, and he will love you. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will still be wiser. Teach a righteous man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. For by me your days will be multiplied, and years will be added to your life. If you are wise, you are wise for yourself. If you scoff, you alone will bear it. The woman folly is loud. She is seductive and knows nothing. She sits at the door of her house. She takes a seat on the highest places of the town, calling to those who pass by, who are going straight on their way. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. And to him who lacks sense, she says, stolen water is sweet. The bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he does not know that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depths of Sheol. Thank you for listening to the Daily Devo. I hope you have a great day, and I will see you tomorrow for another episode of the Daily Devo. God bless.